Welcome to The Lincoln Show, and here's Lincoln!
Hey my friends, I'm recording from St. Charles, Missouri this time.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish his Constitution for the United States of America.
God made the world, period.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The shortest verse in the Greek New Testament is 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore. Jesus wept is longer in Greek.
Nighttime is the most peaceful time of the day. If God had wanted us to see the sunrise, he would have made it later in the day.
A chap was arraigned for assault and brought before the judge. After looking sternly at him, the judge said,
"What is your name, occupation, and what are you charged with?"
"My name is Sparks. I'm an electrician, and I am charged with battery."
After recovering his equilibrium, the judge replied,
"Officer, put this guy in a dry cell."
When speaking on the subject of origins, creation science speakers should say what really happened and not waste time disproving evolution. It is better to assume that the listener agrees with you, kind of like the way the old Moody Science videos do, and also the way the modern evolutionary documentaries present the so-called facts.
Over in a corner near the fireplace, Uncle Ezri had been working industriously with a stub pencil and a piece of paper. Suddenly he looked up and smiled. "Wow," he exclaimed, "if I ain't learned to write." Ma got up and looked over his shoulder at the line scrawled across the paper. "What do it say?" she asked. "I don't know," said Uncle Ezri, puzzled. "I ain't learned to read yet."
Next is a song with words by John Thrower and music and performance by Bethany Thrower. Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Walk with me along the levee. Hear the river gently flow. Take my hand and dream with me while the day and winds do blow. And the river rolls on its journey to a place I long to be. Dream with me on life's journey, far from here down to the sea. Time is racing like a spring storm. The river's calling, it has to move on. I stand for a moment, my son is a man. My life passed by me in the setting sun. Dreams of boats and forts and mounts to climb are for the young and for the brave. Dream with your son and walk like a man. Don't let your mountain crumble down into the grave. And the river rolls on its journey to a place I long to be. Dream with me on life's journey, far from here down to the sea, far from here down to the sea.
Thanks for listening, my friends.
You're welcome.